Live from KQED News, I'm Paul Lancour. A new chapter in politics for the city of Benicia, home to the Valero refinery, starts tonight. That's when two city council candidates who unseated incumbents backed by the oil giant are sworn in. KQED's Ted Goldberg reports.
Carrie Birdseye and Terry Scott beat out Christina Strawbridge and Lionel Largespada in an election where Valero raised hundreds of thousands of dollars to back their preferred candidates. Birdseye says Benicia needs to be less reliant economically on the refinery.
If there are any dynamic renewable energy producers that want a community that's well-located and business-friendly, Benicia's open now.
Scott says they'll demand more of Valero.
We are going to require more communication. We are going to require more monitoring. We are going to require more transparency.
Candidates backed by Valero won in 2018, but not in 2020 and not last month. I'm Ted Goldberg, KQED News.
California's average gas prices have dropped by 75 cents in the past month to $4.71. That's according to AAA. The change reflects a drop in demand locally and globally. John Traynor, a spokesperson for AAA, says oil-producing countries have cut production. Typically, that would drive up prices, but not this time.
Because demand is so low, and demand likely won't go up anytime soon because it's the wintertime, we think prices are going to keep dropping. We just don't know how low they're going to go or how slow that drop is going to be if there's, you know, less oil out there.
Gas prices reached a high of more than $6 a gallon in California over the summer. I'm Paul Lancour, KQED News.